Well, I think, in fact, I know you're in for a treat having just heard the soundcheck. David's Music House offers lessons and a great venue for listening to music and for really enjoying it. And this morning we have a culminating performance from an ensemble of musicians on all sorts of different instruments. We'll talk about what they're playing coming up in a moment. They're all woodwinds, with one exception. The piano is here too, but you'll hear a couple of alto saxes, a soprano sax. Ben sax is baritone, I thought so. And also a bass clarinet, which we'll talk about as time goes on. Please welcome from the Woodwind Chamber Camp, just finishing up at David's Music House. Here they are, this morning's ensemble, under the leadership of Ben Barson. Saturday Light Brigade. And you had a chance there to hear Emily Cook sort of towards the end in that little solo bit. And I should have mentioned this ensemble was under her leadership as well as Ben's, working together from David's Music House. I'm going to sort of extend myself here just a teeny bit and walk over to the youngest member of the group, who is Luke. And Luke, you're going to be playing more on. Oh, thank you. Let me get my notes here. So playing piano, it's Matt. I misread my notes. Sorry, Matt. You're going to be playing a lot in the next selection, I think. But tell me about yourself, how old you are, where you go to school.
Well, I'm 13, and I'm going to go into Cannon McMillan High School in the fall. I really love to play piano. It's my main instrument. I've been really into music all my life, and I love doing it. So,
have you written things?
Yeah, I've actually written a few pieces.
Excellent. I hope you'll come down, and if you'd like, to play on your own sometime, too. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
I'd like to say hello to my parents, my sisters, my grandmas, and Lily. So, hi, everyone.
Who's Lily?
My girlfriend.
Great. Well, I'm glad that you were able to say hello to everybody tuned in. That was Matt, and we will get to Luke. I read my notes wrong. I thought I had Luke playing piano, but now I'm going to turn it over to Nicole, and then I'll just have you pass the mic down. I'm going to let you take one of your sax hands and grab the microphone here. It's nice to meet you.
Hi, I'm Nicole. I'm going to be going into eighth grade in Peters Township Middle School.
When did you start playing your instrument?
I started playing the soprano like almost a year ago.
Did you play another instrument beforehand?
Yeah, I started playing the alto in fourth grade up until like when I started this one.
Besides the tone of the instrument, how is it different to play?
The intonation is harder to get, and it likes to like go up an octave occasionally, like when I don't want it to.
Does that happen from blowing too hard, or what causes that error?
I guess it's my armature, the way I hold my mouth on the mouthpiece.
I see. Yeah, but you still, the challenge is worth it, it sounds like. I don't think you'd be here if
it
wasn't.
It's really fun to play.
Have you thought about what you might want to do when you get older?
I don't know. I guess I want to go to college at Penn State. I've been there many times.
How come?
My mom went there. It's sort of like a second home to me.
Are you able to check out the band ever?
Yeah, I've seen the marching band numerous times.
Excellent. Well, thanks. It's nice to meet you. And we're going to meet the two leaders next, starting with Emily Cook, who is playing this amazing elongated baritone or bass clarinet, which is, I don't even know how to describe it. It's about twice the length of a regular clarinet and about twice the diameter, but it has the mouthpiece and bell that you would associate with a saxophone, the curve on it, and it's pretty cool.
But yeah, it's a pretty crazy instrument. To help you guys at home picture it a little better, usually when I play it, it actually sits on the floor, kind of like a cello does. So the bell part will sit down there, and then it reaches all the way up to my mouth. So yeah, it looks like a weird clarinet saxophone hybrid. But basically, like, it is a real clarinet, that's what it is. And it just plays an octave lower than a normal clarinet. So it's pretty crazy, like, how much extra size and length they had to add just to get an octave lower than what a normal clarinet would be.
And but, sort of as a layperson's question, what makes it a clarinet?
I'll try to give my best lay person answer to this.
Well, I think part of it is it's made of wood.
But yeah, it's made of wood. That's one thing. But really, like, this is like seems like a fine point. But the real like distinction that makes this a clarinet and not a saxophone is that for the bass clarinet, from like top to bottom, the tube, like the main part of its body, it's a conical bore. Cylindrical, I mean, which means it's the same diameter kind of up at the top of the instrument as it is all the way down to just before it splits out to be the bell. And then a saxophone, in opposition to that, it starts out a little narrower up top.
Oh.
And as it goes down towards its bell, the tube gets wider. So that changes like a whole host of things. This thing that seems really small and subtle, that's what makes this a clarinet and those saxophones.
All my life, in looking at both instruments, I never thought about that. So picture the body of a clarinet almost as being like a paper towel tube, equal diameter from top to bottom. But a clarinet is more like an upside down snow cone, or a sax, more like an upside down snow cone. It gets wider as you go down. I never really thought about that before. Interesting.
Yep.
So how did you come to play this particular instrument, and tell me a little bit about your life in music?
Okay. Well, right now I am in grad school at Duquesne University, where I study the clarinet, mostly actually the regular clarinet, but I also play a lot of bass. The reason, actually, my whole strategy was back in undergrad, which I did back in Wisconsin, I'm from the Midwest, was that I would learn the bass clarinet so I never had to play the E-flat clarinet, which is like the piccolo clarinet, because I hate that. And that didn't work out because I have to play the E-flat clarinet all the time. But I sort of fell in love with the bass. A lot of, you know, it plays a very different role in ensembles. You know, you're playing more like the kind of harmony parts or the bass lines instead of the melody all the time. And I actually found out, like, I really like that. It helped you, you know, when you're playing that role, like in a band or an orchestra, you kind of get this kind of inside view into how the music is working and what's going on, that you don't always notice, frankly, if you're always just playing the melody up on top all the time. So that's how I kind of got really into the bass, I guess.
Well, it's great to meet you, and thank you for all the great work you've done with the students here. There were other students in the camp, too. I think some couldn't be with us today, but I'm glad for the ones we have. We're going to meet the other leader, who's Ben Barson, who is playing the baritone saxophone. Hi, Ben.
Hey, Larry, and thanks again for having us. It's such an honor and a great treat for all of us to be on this program. We really have a blast every time we're here.
We appreciate it, and we like having you here. And as a chamber, I mean, you had a number of choices. You could have gone after jazz. You could have maybe thought about rock. I mean, woodwinds get used in, you know, so many different idioms. Why chamber music?
Well, you know, we actually do have a jazz piece coming up, so we're definitely not limiting ourselves to one specific genre, but we just felt like chamber was inclusive of all kinds of voices, you know, not only saxophones, but we have a pianist, great, talented, entering freshman, Matt, playing with us. You know, we have Emily playing bass clarinet. Initially, we had other types of woodwinds, you know, signed up for the camp. So we just wanted something that could include not only the jazz tradition, but also classical, experimental music, world music, these kinds of things.
That's great. And it is, I always remark, I think it's pretty hard to put music in any kind of category anyway.
Absolutely.
But it's thank you for having, you know, for being here and for your leadership. And let's meet Will and Brendan, then we're going to get right back to the music.
Sure.
Or Luke Will. Yeah. Luke, I'm having all sorts of trouble with you today. I have you playing piano. I'm calling you by your last name instead of your first name. Luke, I am here. I'm focused. Tell me about yourself. How old are you, and where do you go to school?
I'm 11. I'm going into sixth grade, and I go to Peters Township School, elementary, McMurray. So,
how long have you played sax?
Well, I started in fourth grade. And
what do you like about it?
I guess I just like the different styles it plays and the tone. And yeah, so.
Was it hard to learn?
Not really. It's pretty simple.
Do you have any advice, like if somebody was thinking, maybe there's somebody in fourth grade now that might be learning it and is having a little trouble. Any tips to kind of get better?
I guess practice, but
it all boils down to that, I guess, is just getting very comfortable with doing it. Do you want to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
I'd like to say hi to my grandma and possibly my friend Matthew, if you found the website.
Great. Where's Matthew live?
He lives in Peters Township, too.
Well, hopefully he's listening online, and it's nice to have you here. Thanks, Luke.
You're welcome.
And finally, we're going to go to Brendan, who's also playing alto sax. And hey, Brendan, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks. And where do you go to school?
I go to Cannonsburg Middle School.
And any shout-outs or hellos to anyone?
I like to shout out my, my parents, and my sister.
And when did you start playing sax?
Fourth grade.
So you have been at it for a long time, too. Do you remember what it was like starting out, and any advice for anybody trying to learn?
Well, if you're starting out, just stay with it. It gets better. Even though I earned the nickname King of the Band in fourth grade.
How so?
I always got like the highest scores on tests, and I kind of went ahead of everybody.
So you knew music very well and could just play very well. Also, have you thought about studying music?
Yes.
Excellent. Do you have a school? It's pretty young right now for you, but have you thought about colleges or?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, it's a little early yet. Well, thank you for being here today. We'll let you, you can just place the microphone back down anywhere convenient on the table is good. And I know a Freddie Hubbard tune is going to be happening next. In fact, Ben, I should, before we get rid of that mic, what did you open up with?
That was from the, actually, I'll let Emily introduce that tune in the context.
Okay. That first piece was the second movement of a piece called Recitation Book. It's by David Mislanka. He's a composer who lives out in Montana.
And now, when you were playing a little bit of this during the sound check, I recognized it and was really bugging me. But it's because it's a piece composed by trumpeter Freddie Hubbard?
Correct. It's from his classic pioneering jazz funk fusion album, Red Clay. It's actually the title track called Red Clay. So we're tapping into our funky jazz side now.
It was bugging me because I just wasn't used to hearing it the way you had arranged it. I'm trying to think, what is that song? I know it.
Great.
So thank you again to David's Music House for being here. And now
I just want to add, you're going to be hearing improvisations on this song, solos taken by, in this order, Brendan Stillwell, Nicole Esselstein, Luke Will, and Matthew on the piano. So when you hear those solos, that's who's playing.
Excellent. And clap along if you want to. If you can, if you're not driving, close your eyes and put yourself in a nice jazz club right now. Here they are from David's Music House, the woodwind and piano ensemble. Thank you. Luke Will, Brendan Stillwell, Nicole Essel Stein, Matt Liberatore, Ben Barson, Emily Cook from David's Music House. Thank you. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, 90.1 WIUPFM.